title of this conference is Further Study of Jung. In this last conference of these tapes, I would like to try to answer the question, where would you go from here? What books would I recommend for a person who is interested in making a further study of Jung? And so in this conference, I would like to talk about a number of worthwhile books concerning the psychology of Jung, both some of Jung's own writings, as well as books on Jung by other authors. I will talk about the Jungian books which I have found most helpful in my own study of Jung for the past 30 years. And also, I will talk about particularly the books that I have found comparatively easy to read and understand. Beginning with the books of Jung himself, the one that I would recommend a person to read first would be Jung's own autobiography. It is called Memories, Dreams, and Reflections. This was not published until after the death of Jung in 1961 and was recorded and edited by his secretary, Aniela Jaffe. This would give you a good understanding of Jung as a human being. This man was such a tremendous scholar with such a fantastic knowledge of so many subjects. When we read most of his writings, what we might call his scientific writings, we find that they are difficult to follow and to understand because he talks about so many things from so many different areas of knowledge. But if you start with this first book, Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, you begin to know him as a real human being that had many, many problems. Of course, there are a number of biographies concerning him, and the one that I would recommend most is the one by one of his close associates, Barbara Hanna, who wrote The Life of Jung. The other book that I would recommend for a study of Jung's psychology would be one of his first writings, and that is called Modern Man in Search of a Soul. This gives you a good understanding of how Jung saw the need of religion for a person who hoped to reach maturity. An excellent anthology of some of the writings of Jung is published by the Viking Press and is called The Portable Jung. It's edited with an introduction by Joseph Campbell. In that, I would recommend particularly the very last one called Answer to Job. Again, here we see something of Jung's interest in religion. For example, it is an excellent commentary on the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. There are also a number of other articles from Jung, like on the stages of life, the relation between the ego and the unconscious, the whole question of what he calls aeon, the phenomenology of the self. There's something on the psychological types, the transcendent function, and so on. I would highly recommend this particular book. Also, there is another little anthology of the writings of C.G. Jung, published by Doubleday. It's called Psyche and Symbol. There is a particular important writing of Jung in this one called Psyche and Symbol, and that is something he wrote about the Mass. It's called Transformation Symbolism in the Mass, and the whole psychology of the Mass and how the different symbols are used there. An excellent writing for anyone that really wants to see how Jung understood the Catholic religion. One of the very latest writings of Jung is called Man and His Symbols. Actually, besides Jung, a number of his associates, like Maria Louise von Franz, Joseph Henderson, and Yolande Jacobi and Niala Jaffe, they all have articles in this, Man and His Symbols. And finally, the book that has had as much influence in this country in introducing Jung to the knowledge of people, and that is the book published in 1920 called Psychological Types. This is the book that Isabel Myers and her mother, Catherine Briggs, came across soon after it was published, and out of this they made their study of temperament. And finally, the book that describes their studies called Gifts Differing by Isabel Myers, published in 1980. For a general introduction to Jung, there are two books that I would especially recommend. One is called A Primer of Jungian Psychology, and this is written by Calvin S. Hall and Vernon J. Nordby. They have also written A Primer of Freudian Psychology, which I would recommend for an understanding of Freud and his ideas. But this little primer, it's a small book published by the Mentor Books. It is very, very good as an introduction for a person that has not any knowledge at all about Jung and wants to start studying them. Along that same line, a little bit deeper, and yet, in my opinion, the best book in English that I know of to describe the psychology of Jung is a book by Edward C. Whitmont, and it's called The Symbolic Quest. It is published by Princeton University Press. And this book covers just about every idea that Jung gives us. There is one area that I feel it covers in different places, but fails to cover it in just one chapter, and that is his interpretation of dreams. Also, I feel that this book could have done more on the four steps of individuation. But other than that, this is just about the very best book for a good introduction to Jung, The Symbolic Quest by Edward C. Whitmont. And then there are two other books that are especially important for people who want to see the connection between Christianity and Jungian psychology, which is more or less the topic of these conferences in this album of tapes. There are two books that I would especially recommend. One is by Wallace B. Clift, and the title is Jung and Christianity. He gives, I think, just about the best critique of Jung's insights and ideas about Christianity, and shows where, as a Christian, he would have to disagree with certain ideas of Jung. And I would go along very, very much with Clift, who is an Episcopal priest, particularly his interpretation and understanding and critique of Jung's idea that in God we find both good and evil. And another book along this line that is excellent is by a Catholic priest, John P. Durley, D-O-U-R-L-E-Y, and the title of the book is The Illness That We Are, A Jungian Critique of Christianity. This is an excellent book that will help us to see the tremendous contribution that Jung has to make to you might say, an updated Christianity of our time. The two persons in America who have popularized Jung more than any others are two Episcopal priests, Morton T. Kelsey and John A. Sanford. Kelsey has written some 20 or 30 books about many different topics, but in most of them, he talks about Jungian psychology insofar as it has a contribution to make to Christian thinking. The book of Kelsey's that I would most recommend is called Christopsychology, and it is published by Crossroad Press and just published in 1982. And in that, he gives you a very good understanding of how you tie together like spiritual direction and Jungian psychology, how you use this Jungian psychology in counseling and other religious areas. One of his earlier books that Kelsey talks about Jung and does a very good job of giving us the world view of Jung is Encounter with God, and this was published in 1972 by Bethany Fellowship, Minneapolis, Minnesota. A book that sort of updates this and in a more popular form, written much later, is called Transcend, A Guide to the Spiritual Quest. And here again, Morton Kelsey ties together very, very much spiritual direction or counseling and what Jung has to contribute to it. Now, a close friend of Kelsey's who has also written many, many books, another Episcopal priest, John A. Sanford. John Sanford wrote an excellent book published way back in 1970 called The Kingdom Within, A Study of the Inner Meaning of Jesus' Sayings. The interesting thing is that in this, Sanford shows us how Jesus was a fully mature person and a very balanced person, was both introvert and extrovert, was both a thinker and a feeler, both a sensor and a intuitive, and so on. And from a study of the Gospels, he shows us how Jesus was a master psychologist. You might say Jesus was the first Jungian, if you wish. And this is more or less what John Sanford brings out in this book, The Kingdom Within. The other book of Sanford's that I would especially recommend is called The Invisible Partners, How the Male and the Female in Each of Us Affects Our Relationships. This is just about the best book we have on the anima animus, this masculinity that a man needs to have a good, balanced, mature personality. And then for a woman, the animus, which is the masculinity that she needs for her balance. Sanford has written many other books, particularly in the whole area of dream interpretation and healing. He is the son of Agnes Sanford, who has also written some excellent books on healing. Most of John Sanford's books are published by Paulus Press. Paulus Press has done a good job of introducing many, many different books on Jungian psychology. And then the next authors that I would like to introduce would be Chester P. Michael and Marie C. Narasi. In my humble opinion, I think that they have written two excellent books that are a wonderful introduction into Jungian psychology. The first of them was published by The Open Door in 1981, and the title is Arise, A Christian Psychology of Love. I would highly recommend that you read this if you really want to have a good understanding of how Jungian psychology ties in with the Christian gospel. And then in 1984, Marie Narasi and myself wrote the book called Prayer and Temperament, which has been a bestseller now for several years. And this ties in the whole question of prayer with the different temperaments. Has become very, very popular, helping people to understand the particular type of prayer that is suited for the different psychological temperaments. And then, way back in 1963, I also published a book on Jung and its relationship to Christianity called The New Day of Christianity, published by Helicon Press. It happens to be out of print at the present time, but can be obtained in most libraries. This is also a good introduction to the tie-in between Christianity and Jungian psychology. The person who introduced me to Jung at Notre Dame University 30 years ago is Father Joseph Goldbrunner, and he has written several excellent books on the tie-in between Jung and Christianity. The one that I would recommend, first of all, is a little book published by Notre Dame University called Holiness is Wholeness. This was a course which I took from him at Notre Dame. Holiness is Wholeness. Another book that was also a course that he taught at Notre Dame by Joseph Goldbrunner is Individuation, a study of the depth psychology of Jung. And finally, a little book, again, was the topic of a course he taught at Notre Dame University, and it's called Cure of Mind and Cure of Soul. These three books will help a person to understand again how Jungian psychology can help us in our Christian growth. There was a book that Father Goldbrunner recommended to me and was one of the books that got me most excited about Jungian psychology and what it had to offer to our understanding of Christianity. And that was a book written by Fritz Kunkel way back in the early 50s, and it is called Creation Continues. This book was out of print for many years, but has since been reprinted by Word Book Publisher in Waco, Texas. This book is a psychological study of St. Matthew's Gospel. And what Fritz Kunkel does, he goes through the Gospel of Matthew, chapter by chapter, and shows you how Jesus was a master depth psychologist, how the teachings of Jesus are perfectly in accord with the latest findings of depth psychology, and particularly how the close tie-up between the insights of Jung and how they are brought out so beautifully in the Gospel. And especially is Fritz Kunkel good when he discusses the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. There are a number of other books by Kunkel that I have found to be very helpful. Most of them are out of print, but again, can be found in libraries. One of them is Let's Be Normal. Another is How Character Develops. Another Catholic priest who has done some very good writing in the tie-in between depth psychology and religion, especially spiritual direction and counseling, is Bernard J. Tyrrell, T-Y-R-R-E-L-L. He teaches at Gonzaga University out in Spokane, Washington. And he has two books. One is called Christotherapy, and then a later book called Christotherapy Number 2. Although Tyrrell is not exclusively a Jungian, nevertheless, he makes abundant use of the ideas from Jung on how this helps in counseling. I've already mentioned the book by Isabel Myers, Gifts Differing, which takes the ideas of Jung regarding the different psychological types and updates them and explains how this helps us to understand both ourselves and others. The other excellent book on this relationship between Jungian psychology and the different temperaments of human beings is called Please Understand Me, Character and Temperament Types by David Kiersey and Marilyn Bates. I highly recommend this book. It is, I think, the best book that gives you a general overall picture of how psychology helps us to understand human beings, both ourselves and others. I order this book for resale through the Open Door and through my retreats and workshops, and I order it in quantities of 500 at a time, and I would say we have sold perhaps 2,000 or 3,000 copies of this book in the last several years. So you can see how valuable and how popular is this book. A recent book on the Jungian interpretation of dreams that I would highly recommend. It is published by Paulus Press, and it is called Dreams and Spiritual Growth, A Christian Approach to Dream Work. And this is written by three different authors: Louis M. Savory, a Jesuit priest; Patricia H. Byrne, who works with him in some kind of an institute in Washington, D.C., and then Stephen Kaplan Williams, who has a dream workshop out in California. This is published by Paulist and is really, in my opinion, the very best book on helping us to understand the proper interpretation of dreams and how to work with dreams in order to find what is the unconscious telling us. It is interesting that the majority of Jungian analysts and the majority of the authors who have written about Jung are women rather than men. During his lifetime, most of the people that came to Jung to be trained as analysts were women. And I think the reason for this is that, in my opinion, Jung is the real pioneer of the feminist movement, that he is the one that best of all came to an appreciation of the need of our getting away from this patriarchal society that we have had for some 4,000 years and bringing the feminine into a much better balance and equality with the masculine than what had been in the past. And I think it's because of this that so many women were attracted to his psychology. And so a number of excellent books by women are highly recommended. The author that I think is doing the best writing in this regard today is June Singer. She has written several books: Boundaries of the Soul, The Practice of Jungian Psychology, and then the one that I would especially recommend is Androgyny, A-N-D-R-O-G-Y-N-Y, the subtitle Toward a New Theory of Sexuality. The theme of this is that the ideal person is a balance between both the masculine and the feminine. Another woman in recent times that is doing a good job of introducing the ideas of Jung regarding femininity is Anne Belford Ulanov, who teaches at Union Theological Seminary in New York. And the book that I would especially recommend by Ulanov is The Feminine in Jungian Psychology and in Christian Theology. A recent book published by Paulus Press by Tad Guzzi and Noreen Guzzi is called About Men and Women, And it ties together the best knowledge that we have at the present time about the 8 sexual archetypes, which I talked about in one of the earlier conferences. 2 of the women who very early wrote a number of books about Jungian psychology are Frances G. Wicks and Esther Harding. Frances G. Wicks, W-I-C-K-E-S, wrote The Inner World of Childhood, The Inner World of Choice, The Inner World of Man. And all of these are highly recommended for an understanding of Jung. And then Esther Harding, her book, The Way of All Women, is one of the very best books on this feminine movement. It was published back in 1970. Another author that has written extensively about Jung and was a very close associate of Jung is Barbara Hanna. I mentioned the fact that she has written an excellent biography of Jung. Another of her books about Jung is called Striving Toward Wholeness. This is a very interesting book because what she does here is take a number of popular authors of fiction in the past 100 years and shows how they were talking about the different archetypes. And so she takes the book by Robert Louis Stevenson, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. She especially talks about all the different books written by the Brontes, Charlotte, Branwell, Anne, and Emily, and especially Wuthering Heights. She goes into that very thoroughly to show how that brings out so well in literature the different archetypes that Jung talks about. An associate of Barbara Hanna, who they have lived together over there in Zurich, Switzerland, and worked very closely with Jung for many years, is Marie-Louise von Franz. She's written a number of books on Jung, and one of them that I especially would recommend is Jung's Typology, which is written in conjunction with James Hillman, who has also written several books. And in that book, it's really lectures on Jung's typology. She's especially good in what she has to say about the inferior function and how that is introduced into our life. Another woman that has also written extensively about Jung is Yolande Jacobi, J-A-C-O-B-I. And her best book, in my opinion, is Complex Archetype Symbol in the Psychology of C.G. Jung. Ira Progoff, the man that has popularized the Intensive Journal and conducts Intensive Journal workshops, he has written an excellent book called The Symbolic and the Real. The subtitle is A New Psychological Approach to the Fuller Experience of Personal Existence. He also has an excellent book called Jung's Psychology and Its Social Meaning, and another one, Depth Psychology and Modern Man. These are all very good books to help us to see how the insights and the ideas of Jung can help us in all the modern social problems that face us today. There was a priest, a Dominican priest named Victor White, that was a close associate of Jung for a number of years. However, they sort of broke over the idea of the origin of evil and what we meant by evil. But Jung wrote a long introduction to a book on Jungian psychology by Victor White, and it's called God and the Unconscious. And it would be another book I would recommend. This is the end of the conference and the end of the album on Jungian psychology.